And we're about to get play underway here. KC Radio, 97.7 FM, Sunday afternoon VFL coverage, round 8, Coburg Tigers versus Werribee Tigers. Bounce down now, Brown to contest in Rakiu against Benjamin. Brown loses his footing, but Thompson's there for the hand pass receive. To Carrick now through to centre, passes to half forward, out strongly, and marking here is Hislop. Lost his feet as he tried to turn around Chisholm. Gathers again now, copped a high one, got the hand pass away to Little, wrapped up in a strong tackle by Kennedy. Centre wing position still here. Coburg, under some pressure, they come back to King, runs his full measure, puts the afterburners on, wobbly old kick to Trusen half forward, players running back, and it's going to be a free kick too. Backing into the contest there was Banjan. He'll get the free kick on the last line of defence, can go short on the option to Black, that's ignored, can go wide as well. Which way will he go? Canelli runs past the hand pass, that's also ignored, so he stretches here. And Obster's kick, in fact, finds Banjan now at half-back. Links up with Canelli front and square. Around the body under pressure. He kicks forward to centre, eastern side of the ground. Kennedy in a foot race here with Edwards. Edwards tried to outbody him. Kennedy stood his ground.
Well done.
And hand pass back to Barlow. Did very well there. They'll come backwards to go forwards to Black. And he marks just behind the centre circle now. So Nathan Black linking up through the centre to Obst running forward. Has to stand and wait, gets Costello's windmill call and heads wide over Costello's head. Tried to tap it to advantage. Only Coburg numbers there. Will they see it out? They will out in the full, however. Unfortunate for Nick Little. It came off his boot and we'll have a free kick. Going the way of Robbie Costello, 70 out from goal. A minute and a half gone. Coburg 110, Werribee 65.
Pask operating out of the goal square, yet to lead. Costello's just going to have to go long. Actually tries a short pass. Nice disguise there, and taking the mark in the forward line now is...
Brant Dixon.
It is Mr. Dixon. He's lining up from 40 metres out on a 45-degree angle. This will test the youngster, but it'll be a good start. But the first time for the game that Werribee have kicked the first goal of any quarter. Can he go back and notch his first goal of the afternoon? Leading goal kicker for Werribee this afternoon is Martinello with 3 goals, and Schultz has... 6 goals for Coburg. So Dixon from 50 metres out. Set sail for home. Pass at the back. Flies high. Couldn't mark. Ball still in play. Barlow's there at the back. The hand pass has been sharked there by Kennedy. His kick was actually cut off there by Gleeson. The kick around the body by Dominic Gleeson. Don't tell me he's kicked the goal. He has. Out of the pocket. Comes from nothing. The ball just floated through nicely. Gleeson picking up his second goal. Fantastic work there by the Werribee captain. Intercepting the pass from his own teammate, then running to the pocket, just kicking it around his body. The ball floated nicely and truly. That's his second goal of the afternoon. And they go now to 10-11-71. Still trailing Coburg, 17-8-110. We've gone 3 minutes of the final quarter on 97.7 FM.
So still just a small chance. We think with a free kick in the centre here for a transgression off the square. Banjano turned it over badly by hand. Really burnt his side there. Horns kick inside forward 50 though. And Hansen's in position at least. So Werribee, have a second chance now to rebound. Obst a short pass there. He marks. Has to stand and wait. Kicks down the line instead for Barlow. Up in a one-on-one contest there with Horn. Horn won out over at the back. Short by hand there. Links up now. Through the centre they'll come to Thompson eventually. Chain of hand passes. Linking up towards Carnell. 70 from goal. Gets it back to Thompson inside forward. 50 to pocket for Schultz. And big Schultz. Too strong and too tall there for Canelli. And he marks 20 metres out. Deep in the pocket. Just on that last goal scorer, Kane. Was it Costello or Gleeson?
No. Gleeson.
It was Gleeson.
It
Thanks,
was
Phil.
Gleeson, yep.
Short pass there. He sets it up. And only as far as Banjan in space. So a bad turnover there. Players took their eye off the footy. Around the corner here, Saker. And in the one-on-one contest, it's Rancher gets the fist in. Punches it through for a boundary throw-in. Just in front of the benches here. 75 around from goal. Coburg 110. Werribee 71. So Werribee, they got the first goal of the last term. They'll need a few more than that, though, if they're to stand a chance. In very short time, too. Thrown back into play now. Ruckman wrestle here. Brown couldn't get a clean hold of the footy to ground. Chance of Werribee now. They try to do a bit too much there through Matt Riggio. Holding the footy. He's turned it over.
Dirty, dirty day.
It has been, hasn't it? Had a number of different opponents this afternoon, Matt Riggio. McMahon with a free kick now. Running forward. Here's a loose option here. At half forward. 65 around from goal and a chance for Thompson to swing it long into offence. He goes to the top of the square. Schultz went early, nearly gave away free kick, wasn't paid. Doesn't matter though, Rockefeller to run it out of defence here for Werribee, having to stop up and wait. And eventually Riggio marks 70 out from defensive goal.
Riggio tries to get the ball going again, but this one's been cut off. Going through Edwards, gets a hand pass over the top now to Horn. He's penetrating, kick inside, forward 50 towards the hot spot. Horn got dumped after the kick, no free kick. Off hands, Banjanin did well, roving the crumbs. His kick out to Barlow. When I see a man in endurance runner this afternoon, Michael Barlow has covered every aspect of ABD Group Stadium. His pass to Saker was brilliant. He runs the 50 now. James Saker sets sail for home. It's up and under. Costello and Rance. Costello couldn't mark. Roving the crumbs there was King. Did very nicely. The hand pass to Brown. The 1-2. King receives now. Gets the ball outside defensive 50. Sydney Road side of the ground. Taking the mark there. Clark has some space. Plays on now. Battery run down by Gleeson. Runs his full measure. Kicks it out there looking for Schultz. The ball bounces just in front of him. No one's there. Canelli wasn't going hard enough. So he's kicked by Schultz. Inside forward 50. Vickery going back with the fly to the footy. Couldn't mark. And Grimmer did very well. The kick over the top now to Rockefeller. He's been operating off the half back line. He's kicked now to Saker. Starting to have an influence on the game. Saker tries to play on. Breaks the tackle there of Carnell. Over the top now to Black. Marks centre of the field. Where's Pass leading for him now? And also Dixon.
They've got little Costello though back in the goal square. They need someone tall to rotate back.
Rockefeller marks 15 metres away from his teammate. His pass though was a tough one to Barlow. Did well off his shoelaces. Gets a hand pass to Saker. The kick inside forward 50. Pass, can he mark? Yes, he can. Marty Pass takes his first mark for the day inside forward 50. Sylvester close marking there. Couldn't force the spoil. And Marty Pass will line up from a similar position as his teammate shot on goal earlier. 45 metres out on a 45 degree angle, Sydney Road side of the ground, just in front of the 97.7 FM commentary position. We're closely located next to all the scorers and statisticians here this afternoon. They'll be throwing us out of the ground if they had their way of proceedings here this afternoon. So Marty Pass for goal number one from 48 metres out. Marty Pass tested for distance and just couldn't quite get there. 3-for-1 behind. Marty Pass. Dotty Day continues this afternoon. I've got him as his first score of the afternoon.
One behind.
And where are we now? We're on 72, Chris. 10-12, 72. Trailing Coburg, 17-8, 110. We've gone just 7 minutes in the final quarter.
Long kick out of the fence. Gets to the middle of the ground to Edwards. Running past just Clark. Inside forward 50. They're going the direct way home over Schultz's head. And bounces out for a boundary throw in next to the behind post at that Northern or Bell Street end. Schultz, he's a target man all day, and why wouldn't he be when you can have direct ball movement like that straight from the kick-in?
But it's not just the ball movement, it's the space in front of him. He can do any choice on the ground he can run into at the moment, Jay Schultz.
What I like about Schultz's game, Kane, is he waits back at the goal square and waits for the right moment to lead, whereas you look at the Werribee side, trying to rotate players back to the goal square, and seem to get the wrong players in the wrong positions at exactly the wrong times.
Atkins has been very reactive in the coaching box this afternoon.
To ground, Grimmer out of that contest in defence of Werribee. Got it away by hand. A long kick down the line. Eventually they get to Spate. Came off the ground earlier with a knock to the ribs and also the wrist, it appeared, Ben Spate. We haven't seen much of him. A short pass finds Dixon. Forward to centre wing, eastern side of the ground. Inside forward 50, coming up from
Barlow
behind. There was Pask. Barlow also the held there. Got a punch in no Sylvester. To ground, Martinello around the shoulder there. Spate the lookaway hand pass. That was under to no advantage to his teammate. It's going to be locked up. Deep in the forward pocket here for Werribee. But they'll need some quick movement of the football from this stoppage. They trail by 38 points, having gone 8.5 minutes in the final term.
Costello still on the goal square, guys.
VFL SMS line again, 0-4-2-4.
I think he's dragging Rance out of the play.
4-3-8-4-1-5. Punched out here by Brown, only as far as Barlow. Around now the shot at goal from Rockefeller to the goal line. Will it bounce over the heads? No, Edwards gets it on the goal line. Away by a hand to Brown. Links up with Connors, who slipped as he kicked. His kick was also forced out of play. Well smothered by Matthew Quigley. We'll have a boundary throw in. 25 around from goal here. For Werribee, they trail 72 to Coburg 110.
One of the first times this afternoon that Werribee could apply some intensity and some pressure on their opponents to keep the ball inside forward 50. That pressure's just been released now because the free kick's going there to Brown against Dixon for getting in his back in the rucking contest. So Brown, that's a better pass. Finds his teammate there, Horn, all by himself. Looking at the ball over the top now to Keogh. Running pass, received a hand pass, McMahon. The 1-2, very nice to Little. He's got some space. Can he pick up the football now? Yes, he can. Breaks a tackle too easily. Gets inside forward 50 with a nice pass. Looking for Schultz. He flies high and takes another good grab. Can't be stopped this afternoon, Schultz.
He must be nearly taking about 15 marks for today, Kane.
Well, he's kicked 6 goals. He's had 8 shots on goal. He's had a fantastic afternoon, Jay Schultz. Spent some time in the latter part of that third quarter actually up the race, but he's come back in full flight. Kicked 2 goals in every quarter. this afternoon, Jay Schultz, lining up for his first one of the final quarter and to continue to extend their lead. It's currently 38 points. Can he make it 44? 9 minutes into the last quarter here at ABD Group Stadium. Jay Schultz lining up for goal number 7. No. Let himself down once again. That's his third behind of the afternoon. Big Jay Schultz. 6 goals, 3. And 111-72 in favour of the Coburg Tigers.
Score update 2 from Burbank Oval. 10 minutes into the final term, Willie have regained a lead. They lead there by 6 points down the line. Looking for a teammate in space in Baddeley. Where would we find him too?
Now there's no option.
Position.
Got a break from centre half forward.
And it's juxtaposed that with Coburg today. Kane always have the full back line running up the field to provide options to advantage too. Slow transition there. Just forward to centre wing here for Werribee. Still looking for players in space. Gleeson's inboard. Ignored. Spate nudged his opponent under the footy. Still hugging the boundary line here. And Dixon is locked up and sees it over for a boundary throw in 65 around from goal.
Michael Barlow has been nothing less than inspirational this afternoon.
Would have to make the votes, I'd think.
Oh, I'll have to go close.
To be thrown back into play then. 65 around from goal. 39 points the margin. Trying to stand his ground there was Vickery. Got the tap down here. Players colliding over the top of the football. Almost in the back of Martinello. Wasn't paid. Little did well. Slung without the footy, however.
Oh, free kick.
However,
holding
the decision
footy.
Will be for holding the footy. And it'll go the way of Riggio here at half forward for Werribee. 65 around still. Inside forward 50. Looking for a man on the lead there. In passing. It's going to come back. The umpire has not blown for time on, hasn't set the mark in time.
One of the more frustrating things about modern day football when the ball gets brought back after a kick inside forward 50 or just play on in general.
Short pass inside forward 50 is a man clear here and a mark. 43 metres around on the tight angle on the eastern side.
Is that Rockefeller?
To Rockefeller. Kicks towards the top of the square. Manhandled Costello. Running with numbers though, Coburg can try and bring
Pask.
It out here. Connors was the only one trying to win the footy there. It's going to be locked
Marty
up.
Pask.
Umpire, however, says we'll have a bounce 25 out from goal.
That was soft, Marty Pask. Got to put your body in there sometimes. You've got a bigger body. You've got midfielders in there. Break a pack open. Make some room for your smaller midfielders to get amongst it. Don't just stand at the back.
He'll do the ruck work here. Vickery, however, tapped it down to Ranta Coburg. Out of hands, Paske. He does a fresh air shot. Misses it all. Around the corner, though, from Costello.
Touched.
Has been touched. Thank you, Phil. Well spotted. Off the boot there from Robbie Costello. Just the one behind. 10-13-73. Werribee, Coburg 17-9-1-11. They've fallen down that structure inside forward 50. We've gone 12 and a half minutes final term.
So McMahon to kick in. Not too sure where to go, so he just goes long out towards Vickery and also Post. Post beats and splits the pack and takes a good mark. He's been great this afternoon. He has Caruso in the centre of the field. He wants to go that way. Post plays on. Gets around sharp now. Hand pass over the top to Little. Further afield now. King receives the hand pass nicely. On centre wing, out of side. Has to go long inside forward 50. Where's Schultz? There he is. Schultz flies high and takes the mark in front of his opponent once again. Not too confident they have a shot on goal this time, Schultz. Very tight in the pocket from 40 metres out. Looking to lay it off. Been brought around now by the umpire, making it even more harder. Kick 6. Will this be 7? 6 goals, 3 this afternoon for Jay Schultz. As King is coming off the ground. Is he 100% fit there, boys? Just keep your eye on him as he's coming off to be interchanged there.
No, just a rest.
So Schultz from 40 metres out.
Just a rest there for King.
Steady approach. Lets it go nicely. Jay Schultz signals to the guys in the crowd. That's goal number 7 for big Jay Schultz. He's been everywhere inside forward 50 this afternoon. The difference between both teams. Fantastic performance there. That's his first goal of the final quarter to bring up goal number 7. And just waiting for the score to update. I think that is correct.
Correct. Correct, wait.
89-117, Coburg. Werribee 10-13-73. Big effort there. 44 points the margin, Chris.
Yes, 7 goals for Schultz today. 20 for the season. A player who's caught in between the levels of AFL and VFL footy. He averages less than a goal a game at AFL level. But he's up there in the goal-kicking stats this year.
It's the second time this year he's kicked 7 goals in a match.
Yep.
And he's finding it difficult to get back into the Richmond side, Chris, isn't he?
That's 20 goals this year for Jay Schultz.
As I mentioned, 20 for the season. He's their leading goal kicker. Out of centre now. Vickery got it away to McMahon. Runs his full measure, but in the wrong direction to centre-half back to give himself space. Looking for a teammate at centre-half forward in his lot. Couldn't gather the ball cleanly. Riggio did well out of the stoppage now, and he'll run it wide. Kennelly links up with Gleeson. Sydney Roadside, centre wing. Dom Gleeson runs on now. Kicks to half forward. Looking for an option.
He's getting held.
It was Bailey there at ground. Needs to put in a big second effort here, Lockie Bailey. Couldn't get there in time. There's a big steam engine trying to wind up, but he couldn't get to the contest. And held up. It's going to be a free kick for over the shoulder.
Do you think he actually wanted to make the contest? He didn't really look like he did.
I think he's put the strides in, but just the body wasn't willing, even if the brain was. And Thompson will get the free kick. Defensive side of wing position here. Still on the Sydney Road side. Has, hasn't he? Linked up well.
That 50?
Few errors. This should be 50 here. Mm. Canelli's pushed Oakley Nichols long out of the contest. Oakley Nichols was already running on, wasn't he? Wasn't paid, however. Players breaking fourth for him at half four. Jody Oakley Nichols runs off his line, tries to smother there Canelli. Good attempt, but the kick was effective there. Ooh. To half forward. Landing Helio at the top of the pack. There was Dixon. To ground is Coughlin. You'll see it over. Aaron Handpass over throw in on the paint at the Bell Street end in front of the swimming pool. Coburg attacking the final term, 117. They lead wherever he's 73. Can they extend the margin the final term? Dixon recovered well from his fall to do the ruck work here. His hand pass, though, cut off by Clark. Clark went without the footy here for Coburg. Over the pack there, away there by Little. Comes back now in the direction of Oakley Nichols. Inside forward 50. Looking for a play on the lead, but a strong mark. Deep in defence. We'll see Werribee come forward now. Riggio trying to link up here. Baddeley wants the footy back. Won't get it. Rockefeller instead links up through the centre now. Long kick forward into attack here. Ben Sharp, the player, with a kick to ground there. Drop one he perhaps could have taken, it has to be said there, for Barlow. He's done well, though, this afternoon. Snap around the body in support. But Sharp's kick is away to the left for one behind. 10-14-74 Werribee. They've at least peppering the goals in the final term. Coburg 18-9-117. 16 and a half minutes gone. Final term thanks to New Hair Clinic scoreboard. Kane Pollard.
Sharp just couldn't get the angles right there, could he, with that kick around the body. The kick in by McMahon was pinpoint. Found Coughlin. He goes further afield to Shane Edwards. I think he's got cramps there, Edwards. His kick out to Oakley Nichols. He's got plenty of time. Overruns it now. Picks it up. Around quickly. Can he get around him? Well, that's just too easy. That's embarrassing. He just walks out of the tackle. Then he gets his kick smothered. Comedy of errors there by Jared Oakley Nichols. The ball finishes with Thompson from 55 metres out. Adam Thompson's shot on goal. No one's there, but they're just going to the wrong side of the post. They're actually hitting the post and through for one behind. Penetrating kick from 65 out. The quick kick in, though, to Sharp, who's taken the mark. Has a player breaking for him here, and it's Hansen. Disappointing day for Lockie Hansen on his return game from injury. Please spend another week or two in the VFL. His kick further afield there on centre wing.
It was probably not helped by being injured in the opening term. We came off with a shoulder injury which needed a lot of treatment, and also took a long time to get him back down back where his best football was played.
So Martin Adelaide had to go backwards. He found Chisholm. He had some space. He runs his full measure now, kicks it out to Bradley. 3-on-1 there, and Bradley just coughs it up. Jay King gets a hand pass now, running through to receive it. There was Little. One way, then the other. Couldn't get around. Ops nicely corralled there by the big fellow. Oakley Nichols just breaks a tackle of Costello. Breaks through the centre and stab pass. Finds his teammate there in Tim Clark. He's starting to get himself into the game. His kick in forward. Never taking his eyes off the football there was Thompson. He knew the presence was coming from behind in Sharp. His pass was to McMahon. Out of sight. Inside forward 50. Nearly falling over and still taking the mark there was Schultz. Wow. The ball just going across. Finding some player in space. Then they just load up looking for Schultz. That's his fourth mark inside forward 50 for the quarter.
A lot of fringe players from the Richmond AFL side came to put their names forward this afternoon, and three in particular were involved in that passage of play. Ex-Port Adelaide man Thompson, Jordan McMahon, and then Jay Schultz.
So 43 points the margin. Just to make it 49 and bring up his second goal of the quarter and take his tally to 8 for the afternoon.
Nice symmetry to it, isn't it? Two for each term.
Yes. What an afternoon he's had, boys.
Will it be the 21st goal of the season for Jay Schultz from 40 metres out? Leans back on it and hasn't missed. Puts double hands up this time to the Coburg faithful there under the scoreboard. Schultz has 8 and they now just increase their
19-10.
Margin. Is it 18-10,
19-10.
19-10 to 10 goals, 14. We've gone, 17 and a half minutes of the final, 19 minutes of the final quarter on 97.7 FM.
Yeah, look, Jay Schultz has had a fantastic afternoon, and not only himself, but a lot of his teammates have had the ball on the string, and they've used the ball so effectively, where on the other hand, Werribee haven't been quite as clean as them. Would you agree, Chris?
Maybe. Carnell on for Little there. So I was concentrating on poor Nick Little, who, having run to the bench and had to stand there and listen to the phone, I don't think he was too keen on the message coming down either. Tap down out of the centre now. It'll be Werribee with the centre break. No, in fact, cut off here by Coburg once again. Hard at the man and hard at the footy all afternoon. Carnell, the man fresh onto the ground, receives it back from Caruso. On the left, heads towards half forward, out in space. Good mark taken by Oakley Nichols. Leaning back on his kick now, heads towards half forward.
His lob all by himself.
It's hit, Schultz's mark, 55 out from goal. He'll get in a nosebleed so far down the ground this time. Over the top there, did well Sharp to rove the kick, which is intended for Thompson. To truce in a half forward, a one-on-one contest.
Behind.
Sylvester and Pask. Pask plays from behind and gets what he deserves. He loses out to Sylvester, who spreads it wide to the eastern side now. Runner on here in McMahon. Dinky little kick on the left was cut up. Bit too cute in the end. Ranch is in space, though. Back to McMahon now. Take two here for Jordan McMahon. Inside forward 50. Looking for a mark here in Schultz. Couldn't complete it at ground. Well hassled
well
out
done,
of it there
Schultz.
By Grimmer. Good bit of hustle. And so too from Nathan Black, who affects a holding the ball decision on Carnell.
No, ball's going to be brought back.
Yep. Umpire had already blown for time on there. So it'll come back to Nathan Black.
Grimmer
a lovely tackle on the last line.
Had a bit of a cough there after the contest. Maybe a little bit winded.
In space is Gleeson. No one's manned up on him. The short pass back into the centre now. Here's Obst. Forward to centre position. Kicks towards full forward. 30 from home. Needs a mark. Over the head there of Barlow leading out. And a chance for Keogh off the bench. Haven't seen much of him this afternoon to mop up. To Carrick. Puts it into space now on the eastern wing. Chisholm in a foot race. Loses out here, however. They want the footy too much, does Daniel Connors. To link up now with Carrick. Horn calls it in the middle of the ground. He's studiously ignored, and I'll head down the boundary line instead. Eastern side. Coughlin's in boards by hand now. Dinky little kick. Looking for Hislop, and Hislop marks. 65 from home.
I would have thought a day like today, with the lack of pressure provided by the opposition, Daniel Connors may have really stepped up.
Indeed. Been good. Kick the first goal of the game, Connors. It was a nice finish. Inside forward 50, Schultz was set a task, was pushed as he came to ground, though, and Quigley is all locked up by Carnell on the last line. Canelli got the kick away with a loose footy for Werribee. To Barlow, got hands away in the hand pass. Strong use of the body there from Caruso. Bumped Black off the footy. Oakley Nichols with a shot at goal. That kick there and the passage of play and teamwork from Caruso deserved better as it only hit the post one behind. Coburg 19-11-125. Werribee 10-14-74. They're playing it out to the finish here, Coburg.
The kick in. Just built the mark that he should have taken there, Saker, but he runs off the half back line. Inboard pass, looking for Obst. Cutting it off there was Brown. Is that 50 metres against Alan Obst? The two dinosaurs.
Big news. Big news at Burbank. All even deep into time on the last term.
Ooh.
So we could see a draw of the grand final preview in 2009. North Ballarat and the Seagulls going at it. Back with the play. Thompson's hand pass finds McMahon. Probably too far out to score. No, he's not. He's got onto a nice roost there. Jordy McMahon brings up his first goal of the afternoon. The rout continues. The free kick, no. Take your eyes off it. And the free kick's on the way of Werribee on the last line of defence there. Not too sure why.
Shepherd through or something, was it? Was there?
Well, the kick in found Grimmer. Jim, did you see it?
No, I just saw the result. I didn't see the actual ins.
Paid on the full back line, so I can only assume an illegal Shepherd maybe as the ball went through.
Grimmer's pass to Black. Now to Barlow on centre wing. Broadcast side of the ground. Over the top pass is perfectly weighted there for Obst. Will he run on? He's got a teammate breaking for him there in Bryce. He'll be called to play on now, Alan Obst. Has to go long, looking for Marty Pass. Finally has a position against Sylvester, going back with the flight of the footy there with Rance. He made a contest. Martinello at ground level. Picks up the crumbs, a kick around the body, no. Too much legs on it. Canelli battled hard to try and mark it. He couldn't do so. And Carrick will have the free kick here for the Tigers. Coburg variety.
So Martinello, been good in the first half, just disappeared slightly in the second half for Werribee, but he's not had much hope really with some of the delivery coming forward.
But I mean, three goals is a good day out for a small forward.
It is. As I say though, before half time, Kane very good, but hasn't seen much of it since then. And that says as much about the delivery as anything else. To Caruso now, bringing it across the fullback line. The switch is on. Sydney Roadside, front of the commentary position. Little, he's come back onto the ground and he finds linking up with Horn, forward to centre wing, in front of the benches. Caruso, had on a string in this final term, that Caruso. Hand passes astray. Vickery, though, did well. Shepherded off and gave it back to Caruso. To the hotspot, 20 from home. Mark paid. Well screened into the contest there. And Coburg, they've got a chance to rack up number 20 for the afternoon, and Jaden Post has been so impressive, a chance to slot number 2 for him.
Good way to top off a good day out for Jaden Post. Went a little bit quiet in the second half, but when the game was up there to be won, he was definitely all over it.
Directly in front then, Jaden Post, about 25 metres out.
Fatigue starting to set in now for the youngster.
Yep, you notice the players don't push up the field quite as much in the final term two here. Looking for his first goal at VFL senior level, or second goal I should say, Jaden Post, and he's pushed it wide. He's figures for today now. One goal, one. 19-12, 126 Coburg. Werribee 10-14-74. 25 minutes gone, final term.
52 points the margin. You're tuned in to Casey Radio 97.7 FM. Kane Pollard, Chris Weaver, Phil Pearce, and gentleman Jim Hines bring you all the action. Sunday afternoon football. Finn Chisholm's kick. Oh, Canelli gets into the back of his opponent there, Andrew Brown. Had the fly, but a little bit undisciplined in his approach. The free kick going to Andrew Brown. In the true centre position of ABD Group Stadium. Short pass. Finds Little. Too far out to score. Short inside forward 50 and coming out to take the mark there on the siren is Carnell. He's kicked one goal this afternoon. Six goals last week for Nick Carnell. Lining up for goal number two. And to take the margin now to 58 points. It's been a comprehensive victory here this afternoon by the Coburg Tigers.
Look at his own teammates and reserves come down to give him a couple of words too, just to barrack him as he's about to set up.
Surprised they didn't jump over the fence. They're allowed to now, aren't they?
Yep.
So Carnell will ride this one home to finish off the game. Runs into 30 metres out. He has kicked it. And here come the Coburg players from everywhere to celebrate. A fantastic effort this afternoon.
Boys, we've got Andrew Horn down here. Andrew, what a fantastic effort by your boys this afternoon. And you never let up from any stage of the game.
No, we started pretty well and I guess we just carried it through.
And no doubt it was one of the best performances you'll ever play in for quite a while. And the Richmond boys, along with your local boys, did pretty well. And you never gave the opposition a sniff.
Yeah, no, I guess it's gelled pretty well down at Coburg now. And Schultz was pretty good up forward today, kicking the bag.
And he kicked eight.
Yeah, he got a few, mate, which is good.
And how's your form been, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Trying to get a few kicks.